Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Tranisha Dean. I am a student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and a tour guide at Harrison's Cave Eco Adventure Park. On this day, the St. Joseph Vestry passed a resolution that would have an indelible impact on the standard of living of the sugar workers in the parish. It was a resolution for the greater part of the money accruing from the Labour Welfare Fund to be used for the housing repairs for the aforementioned sugar workers. The resolution proposed that 1. The monies of the Welfare Fund should be utilised for the purpose of repairing the sugar workers' houses. 2. The monies allocated to each parish should be the total amount due to them resulting from the manufacture of sugar. 3. The individual amounts for repairs to houses should be free grants, similar to the free grants made to factory owners and landowners from the Rehabilitation Fund. And 4. The money should be used for these purposes without delay. This resolution was moved by Mr. A.P. Cox and Mr. G.H. Adams, the senior representatives of the parish in the House of Assembly, and presented to Reverend Malulu, chairman of the vestry, and Mr. H.A. Carter, the church warden. There was a heated discussion on the matter, with Member of Parliament Mr. L.E. Smith being accused by both Mr. Williams and Mr. Branch of having a political agenda after he spoke in favour of the resolution and suggested the presenting committee should contain the parish's two representatives. At the meeting, Mr. Smith and others in attendance were in agreement with the resolution. However, he recognised that it would need a little amending and would take some time before it reached the executive committee. It was suggested that the committee go around and inspect the damaged houses themselves, as opposed to waiting for the government's assistance. Prominent landowner and vestry member J.A. Haynes suggested that the government should be the one to appoint someone to spend the money that was just sitting dormant. This resolution to use monies in the Labour Welfare Fund to repair houses in the parish was an important one for sugar workers, who generally possess small, overcrowded and dilapidated houses. 30 years later, agricultural workers living on plantation territories throughout the island will be allowed to purchase the land they rented from the plantations at a miserly sum of 10 cents per square foot. This was the result of the Tenantries Freehold Purchase Act of 1981, passed by the Tom Adams-led Barbados Labour Party government.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.